Fashion chain Next announced its first fall in profits for 8 years this morning, although the shares are up about 5% this lunchtime. I'm now going to speak to Neil Wilson, senior market analyst at ETX Capital, to get more on this. So good afternoon, Neil.
Good afternoon, Ed.
So why do you think profits fell last year? I think it was about a 4% fall, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was not a great set of numbers. I think we've been guided towards this in January when they issued the warning. I think Next is really struggling, I think, in terms of its position in the market. It's maybe not entirely sure of itself. It went after some slightly different product ranges last year. And I think in this results today, we've seen the company say that it's going to sort of rein back on that a little bit and refocus on its core products. So it's maybe just lost its way a little bit in the last year or so.
So you think a lot of this is down to Next's mistakes and not down to a sort of wider slowdown in the retail sector or in the UK economy?
No, I think the UK economy, as you know, has been said many, many times, it's been very resilient, and a lot of that has come from consumer spending. We actually saw in October a 14-year high for retail sales, and that was led by clothing sales. So whilst, you know, there are headwinds and we're dealing with inflation and that kind of thing, Next seems to be just slightly behind the curve a little bit.
Now, what about the difference between online and retail on the high street? Obviously, there's a big trend. High street sales are falling across the sector. Online sales are rising. Next was a bit of a pioneer in online here in the UK. What are they saying now? Is it still the same old story? Are the high street stores still suffering in a very dramatic way?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the high street down 15% on profits, whilst directory, the online part of the business, is up 10%. So it's very much playing out as how we're seeing the rest of the retail sector, in a sense, in that the high street's really struggling, online's doing well, and Next is really acting as that sort of bellwether that we're used to.
Do we have any comments on what Next thought about the future of the high street? Will they be looking to close stores in the future?
Well, we know that they closed, I think, on balance, 2 stores. They opened 27 and closed 29 or something like that last year. And we did hear them say today that they will be looking at their stores. There's a sense that they're aware that given the profitability issues, the margins on the high street are considerably less than they are for online. So it is looking at it. It thinks at the moment that it's retail. High street business is still an asset. It's going to, you know, it's going to pursue that. It's going to keep going there, but it is aware of the fact that if it sees continued like-for-like sales falls over the next decade, then it will reassess that outlook.
And did they make comment much on the prospects for this year, 2017? We know profits were down last year. Do we get any guidance about what we might expect this year?
Yeah, I think they're expecting headwinds. The first quarter this year they're not expecting to be very good. The second quarter maybe okay, a bit of pickup towards the end of the year as maybe some of these sort of headwinds, particularly around sterling and the sort of cost pressures that Next is facing there, as they sort of ease out the other end of the year-on-year inflation data, then they're expecting a bit of a pickup towards year end. But it's the guidance is between, you know, negative double digit to positive, not even single digits. So it's not looking like it's going to be a particularly good year this year either.
I should say right now, Next shares are up 6.5% at £41.45. But of course, they have fallen a long, long way over the last few months as Next flagged up these results in advance. Final question. I think there was some talk about experiences, that the average UK consumer is becoming less interested in stuff and more about doing things. What are your thoughts on that, Neil?
Yes, I mean, that might have been a bit of distraction. I'm not sure that the results contained the report from Barclaycard that suggests that people are spending, as you say, people are spending more money on experiences like going out to the restaurant. I'm not 100% convinced that explains why Next has seen its sales fall to the extent it has. But it is certainly a factor in the sort of broader retail sector when you're looking at some of the figures.
Neil Wilson from ETX Capital, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.